Holder vi Simen Kuf, Jod, Sifkimel, Sigur, Fua, Parish, Roy, Betel. The Alachda from Sifkimel to Sivav is at Torivis. It's going to white, to twine, call us cautious. But then the day of the Maisa, you learn it well, you get clarity out of it, it makes sense. It feels like life. Now, if you work hard, you'll get there. Well, you'll get there, there is clarity. But if you don't, it's confusion, lack of direction. You gotta work at it. Kim Chayinu. The Seder of the Torah that we're coming from, we're building from, we have a Sugya in Zvachim. We have a Mishnah on that Ayin on the base. Brings down the case of the Zvachim, we have Mikdino Shah and Nizkol. The Mishnah says, 1/10,000 is gonna be not bottle. That's more that Ayin base, I love you bottle, right? My answer is either the din of Davish Minin, Kol, that's either a Meir Shito or Bishua Shito, and then you have Ashi Teret of Bal Chayim. On the Baal Chaim, come along the morning, it says, I let a person come along and be Nimshach, let take it out and be called Parish Kuvu Parish. The one said, Nimshach, I call Kuvu Kimechsa Mechsa. Back the moral, let's be Nechveshayah the 90, let's hit it, says Rashi, hit it to make it move, be case of a Parish over here. The one says, no, case of Kuvu, the idea of Parish, of the situation of Kuvu. So come down first, that we have a Gemara over here that says, that we have the halacha. Of kol kavuach mechsa mechsa by case of kvod rabbanon. That really, but so again, so we have again a sugya over here. We have a sugya of bittel. You must have the sugya of bittel. The Gemara is saying dosh minyan. Then you must come up to say the idea about chay and kvod rabbanon. That means you realize it comes out over here. That Simon Kuftes is really the Gemara's Kasho of Sugya Bittel. The Simon Kuf Yod Sif Aleph is the Gemara's Teretz of Dovashim Minyan. Next thing. The Gemara's Mamshach says the Teretz of Balchai, that's the base. The Gemara's Mamshach is Sugya of Kuvod Rabbanon, that's the Halacha of Sif Gimel, according to the Torah. This is Shulnav switched around. That means that Sif Gimel to Sif Vav is really the Hemshach of Sugya of Kuvod, a parish of Raib. Sif Zain is now the Sugya of Nevad, which is the Gemara of Ein Dalet, Hemshach of the Sugya. So Chesed Tes, Gemara's Mamshach of the Sugya Sveik Circle, that's the flow of the Simen over here. That means the whole entire Simen over here from Kuf Tes and onwards is straight to Gemara's Vachem. From the Mishnah, straight on, until the Sugya from Ayin Beis to Ayin Dal, to Blad over here. Now just, the Shulchanach switched the Torah around a little bit. That means the Torah went to Gemara straight. The Gemara has a question of Bittu Baroiv, Hadom Shiv Minyan, and the Kvod Rabbanon. Then, come with the Torah, and says Kvod Rabbanon first, then the Kvod Raisor. The Shulchan Aruch switched it around because first let's discuss Kvod D'Raisa. Then the Shulchan Aruch says Sif Gimel Sif Dal is a lot of Kvod D'Raisa. Sif Hei Sif Vav is a Sugya Kvod D'Rabbanon. I mean, the Gemara of Gemara is really Kvod D'Rabbanon, but just make first a Kvod D'Raisa and then a case of Kvod D'Rabbanon. That's first the building block where everything is coming from. Now, step by step, we have this in over here of Raiv. We have the Sugya of that Kvod overrides Trump's Raiv. So to be clear, there are first, the idea over here of a concept, there are two concepts of Roiv. You have the idea of Ach Rav Mohatis, that we say of Lech Ach Roiv, that's really our Sugya of Nimso, and the Sugya of Kuftes, Bittel Roiv. By now we see clearly two ideas. I mean, until now we saw Kuftes, Bittel Roiv. Where's the Sugya of Ach Rav Mohatis of Lech Ach Roiv? That's by us over here, that's Sif Gimel. Now, what does that mean? The two differences, very basic. Is that when you find a piece of meat in the street over here, you have one treif and non-kosher come from stores over here. Loch is naturally coming from Lech HaCharoyim, and we've been with Galo that what we found over here is kosher. If you only have one piece over here, Lech HaCharoyim is the Giloy. Mashenki, the Sugya of Bittel Baroyim, is what happened. You have one mixed inside ten. They say Bottel Baroyim, and according to the Rosh, can even eat them all together. We know 100% it's here. The Isser is here. Lech HaCharoyim means it's not here. It's a Giloy. Bittel Baroyim means it is here, but it's bottle. So they rush together. Most places can say it's only Bidra Bogon. So we have that deal of Lech HaCharoyim over here and Bittel Baroyim. Now, we see already, we mentioned the question of Achor, they come from the same Pasuk, Achrab Lahatis. Some Kuftes, Bittel Baroyim is Achrab, some Kuvyot is Lech HaCharoyim. Achor, there are two different ideas over here. And we really mentioned already the Prim Romans Kasho, the Isser Shah Truvas, and Sefer Shem Mamukim, how in the world do you have the same Yisrael over here of Lech HaCharoyim, Bittel Baroyim, the pasuk bezem achrab lachlis. So actually, if you're going to go down further, it says we had four sheets of simkuf tests. The last sheet is Maram Rutum, it says you have to throw one out. So no, I shouldn't throw it out because I have two things from one pasuk. And the pasuk tell you one thing, lech acharoyv. When you throw one out, you have now lech acharoyv. How do you have a bittul when the pasuk is lech acharoyv? Nice, most we pointed out in the Sugya, the fourth sheet or the words of Rava is in the Chumra Balma. You don't either pass them like that, or say, even the Rishon wants to sign up, Shach the Rama Udruk is a Chumra, the Gzeir over here. So the question is, how in the world do you learn out two things from the same Pasuk? So we mentioned that two truths, maybe say two more. One, we mentioned the Teresta or Chasholchon, Gabikitsa, that he comes out from the Makar from Bittel, is really the idea of Bimba Minoy by the Sugya of Lach Balach. We spoke already numerous times, Machlokes of Huda, the Chumim, by Dama Pav, by Dama Sir. Over there, the Gemara says, Menachas Dafal Beis, Shneim Mikro Echadarshu. Over there, we see the Sugya of Bittel, says the Chumim, the Dama Pav, by Dama Sir, the case of Bittel, except if the Olam is Bech. So once you see the Sugya of Bittel in the Torah, so the Chashukhan, that's a Giloi in Lecha Acharoi, the Pasuk Acharab Lahatris. That means the idea of Bittel would not look from the Pasuk Acharab Lahatris, but look from the case of Dama Pav, by Dama Sir. And we are right to extend it, what? That's a gilu in Achrab Lahatris. That's Orcha Shulchan. The way we said over from Chaim and Stenzel, he says that we have a bezin, you have 23 people. 10 say one way, 13 say another way. So we follow the 13. The question is, we have to follow 23. How do we follow 13? So there must be that Kimel Chazal is saying that the other 10 is being mevotal to the 13. Now we have 23. A similar idea, but to Mom Malchim, is one of the Adhudei Kamelim says that when a person wants a healer, he loses a girl. He knows I came out one way. Then we have a Bezin that says 10 and 13. 13 says one way. So you know what? But I know, I'll follow the 10. Why don't I have a right to follow the 10? I know. And 10 people like me. It's not a stuff for me. I have a right to follow. They said, no, because the Kamalun Chazal is telling you can't follow. We have a Bezin over here. And therefore, they say, command the lesser dummy. There's only 23. There's no, I'm following 10. Because if you were the 10 still around, so far, I know, I have a deal. I can follow the 10 over here. So the reason why I can't follow the 10 is command the lesser dummy. It's a case of a bittul over here. Or the way the Chalkis Yaakov Hisa is over, the Maestro signs the Pesach Bezdin, all 23. So I say, I'm being mavat to myself to this Pesach over here. So we come out again, we have two clear Yisraelis over here, and by now, very fundamental, we have a Sugya Koftes, the same Makar, but two separate Sugyas totally. One's bittul Moroib, one's Lechach Aroib. Now, to sound the sugya of us, of Kuo and Rav, to get to our sugya, we really have to build from four separate Gemaras. We have a sugya in Ksubis, we have a second sugya in Psachim, a third sugya in Zvachim, and a fourth in Chulin. And we'll learn out two halachos from each sugya over here. First, top of the Gemara in Ksubis. We have a Gemara of Zero and after Zor, brings down a klal. Kol Kuo Kamechtal Mechtal Domi, Bein Lekulo, Bein Lechomro. The Gemara says, we are in the case of Lekulo. Even the case over here of Nevela is being Machmer. Alamai is a case of Tumo. If it's Mishus Yachad to be Machma, in the case of Shuram, it's not Tumo Shuram to be Mekel. So you have a cloud called Kavot to be Mekel in the case of Tumo. The Gemara says, how do we know? He says, it's the right self and possible of Orbloy become like. That means it also make my third case, by the case of the Poshis. Then you make by the Gemara, three cases in the Vela, Tumo, and the Poshis. Orbloy become like means you have a group of people that come to ambush them, you're not sure if it's Yid or Goy. The Lachi is a case of even a non Yidin, a non Goy. But since the Nefoshes is suffered Nefoshes Lahakal, so you should be making even the case of Nefoshes, so Silo Kula, Silo Chamro. So again, we have a Pasek, Kvod Dereisa, Arvloi Vekamloi, case of putting an ambush upon a person. And here we have a Kal Kal Kvod Kamechsa Mechsa. The Gemara said, however, let's say it's a case of Nimsa, then we'll call it the Parish. That means that nine kosher stores be kosher, nine treif stores, there might be a case over here that is treif. Now, first, Kamal Pirgonomi has 2 points over here. He says that Agam Chu of Zer has a cloud called Kavua Kamechza Mechza. He points out, and he retraces over there, Tandvei Chizkiya, and Maisa disagrees. So, who says you're passing like this cloud called Kavua Mechza Mechza? Tandvei Chizkiya disagrees. Voice goes on a lot further. You look in the Chalish Mishpat, Sim Tov Chofei. Over there, the Shulchan Aruch brings down two shitas. Ramah brings down. It's Machlokes Rambam versus Ravid. So, big mavucha, what's happening in the Chash Mishpat, Machlokes Yishayin and Paiskim about the two different sheets over here, and then Machlokes Mamushan had a go Paskim. So, it goes on with it. So, it points out it's not that simple, but it's clear that we pass this way. I mean, the Gam, the Bezer is Machlokes. The Gam is found to be Machlokes Yishayin, But over here, it's Sosom, the Chaylik, we pass the Mesa this way, the Akol Kavol Kemechza Mechza. That's Aleph. The second he points out, that this idea of saying Kol Kavol Kemechza Mechza means it's a Sofek. By case of the Velo, being Machmer, by case of Tumot, depends who it is, which is Yochus, which is Yochim, what's the look of a Sofek Dereisa? Speaking more about it, says, numerous times in the Shas, Sofek Dereisa is L'chumro. Why is Sofek Dereisa L'chumro? So get on, later on in the sin, we'll see, it's a Yidua Dikim Machlekes, everyone knows, in the Yeshiva, Machlekes Rajba versus the Rambam, is it Dinder Abonin or Dinder Aiso? The Rajba says it's a Dinder Aiso, the Ashkenaz will go this way, the Machaba goes like the Rambam, it's a Dinder Abonin. Dinder Abonin. So, Kash is, Kok Kabok and Mechza Mechza, it's a Dinder Vesophic over here. So fine, this is the veil over here, this is Sophic Dinder Abonin. Let the Maisa be Mechel. So why is Gemara saying to be machmir over here? How in the world do you put in the concept according to the Rambam, the whole sort of derais lachum is only dinder rabbanon? So now, chenam, let's be mekel over here, because only dinder rabbanon, so davon lekula. So come along, the Prim Gaon in answers, the Yeshua says in the Sugim Sochem and others, that you have to realize, in the Getu Sveikis, the Sovik going to have one piece over here, I'm not sure if it's kosher or treif. We say to be machmir by some derais, but only according to the Rambam, dinder rabbanon, when you have one piece. When you have two pieces in front of us, which is Chazik Yisro, or Ikvod Yisro, we know Vadei 100% is Isla Fanenu, when we're subject, which one is, am I taking, this one or that one, the Rambam agrees. That says if they sure, as well a case of Oshim Toli. I mean, you have one piece, you're not sure what it is, there's no carbon.
So some
device, he agrees that it's the right. The device, right. Some device, in the case of Ikvod Yisro. That means people know the Klaus of Dabon Lukula, we'll see numerous times in the Simen, especially Klaus Spekspeko, it does not apply with Ikvod Yisro. Even the Rambam will agree by Ikri Surah is Chazik Yisurah, there didn't be a song deraisa l'chumra, why? Deraisa. Now, again, to be clear, we have over here the locha, the kokvor, mechza, mechza. That means people say kokvor, the locha is l'chumra, that's a mistake. You say that a test l'chumra, you get off, 10 points. Kokvor, mechza, mechza, it's very clear in the Gemara. Mechza, so the poshis, l'hokul, by tomo, depends. The Shiachal Lushus Yerachim. The case when the Vela come to be Machmer. And Beth Rebbe the Shach is called Tezvav. It's come to Misak the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch sounds like it's Osir. Says the Shach, what he means in this akim to its Osir is the Klom negate the Sugya of Sopik over here. Now, what's the Loch negate to? We're thinking more a case in the Vela. The Vela is talking about Isla Chumra. What happens in the case of an Isser Achilo? It's only Drabonim. There are cases of Bosu B'chalov, but it's chicken. There are cases of the Vela, but let's say only Drabonim. There was a question, where do we find the case, the case, Kol Kavol Kemechza Mechza, Lukulo? If the case is Issachilo, no, it's Lachumro. Elamai's case of Tumo. Stay by the case of Issachilo. Say it's Issachilo, Drabonim. Say it's possible, Chalub, Drabonim. So it sounds like you read the Gemara, we'll say Kol Tikkun Drabonim, Ain Dereisa Tikkun. And when the Isser is coming from Drabonim, Elamai's come along to be Machmer. Maisel, the Achim say, not the way. Come on, Chodesh, and others speak out very clearly. The loch is by a Isser Drabonim, by case of Bosu B'chalov, that's Drabonim, or in the Vela, that's Drabonim, Echanami. The loch is, Kol Kavol Kemechza Mechza, Sav Drabonim, Lukulo. To bring out this point in numerous situations, start off first a case, a person has a kli that he bought from the store, has in the chiyav Tfilas Kalin. That means you have this kli, not sure what it is, so we spoke out last time, let's say you got a kli from the store, and you took off the sticker, you got mixed in 1,000, now you feel this kind of besides you don't shoot the or don't shoot a minion. That's what gets more out. And that's not the case. You bought it from a store and you do not know what the store is, not know where it came from. I don't know if this clay is chayim and tefillah. Not the case, I know it's chayim and got mixed in. That's last time I bought it, don't shoot a minion. I know where I bought it from, or with its clothing. But I don't know who made the clay. You made the clay, is not chayim and tefillah. A guy made the clay, it is chayim and tefillah. So what is it exactly? So first, the basics. Negate Tfilas Kalim, the clear of the Mateches is a din deraisa. The clear Schuches glass is a din derabonim. Now you come to go buy from the store. So first, there's a big mavucha that we're discussing over here, the case of a shlachta is the makulim. That means this shchita, the kind of trave is in one place. We're buying from a store that was made in the factory. That means the factory sent it out to the retail, no sale. Is that a parish that was sent out? Was that a kfuah, full extension of the factory? What is that exactly? Big shalom on the achrayim to Rechaim. The Chadish wants to start off saying Nichol get a parish. Although say maybe get a four here. Let's make it simple for the steward's case of parish. Let's call a parish. So they send the factory, went away from the factory, sent to a store over here, it's parish. So what's the locha? A person comes home, he has a kli over here, he wants to know, oh, I'm a chayim tefillah. So, let's analyze it. Let's say you live in Eretz Yisrael, it's forming down in Eretz Yisrael, all tefillah are made by Yidden. Now again, to be clear, the tshuvas that are written by 15, 20, 30, 40 years ago, that was the Messias. Could argue the point what the Messias is today. But let's go with that assumption, in Eretz Yisrael, they're really Yidden making the kelim over here. And you come along and you buy metal. Medically, the chayim tefillah, you buy a knife, buy silverware, what's the locha? Will come out, if you buy from the factory, you buy from the store, and you get it parish, like Numus Achrayim, if you make it, but let's say it's a case of, even the other way, a case of glass, in America. In America, the Locha Matisse is really going on making glass. We'll have to go buy from the factory, we'll be makel. You buy from the store, we'll be machmer. So it comes out, Mamish opposites. In Eitzel, Mateches, or switches from a case of the factory to being over here Machma to the store being Mekel. In the America, by case of a drought bonum, or come out, what's the locha? They get to a factory being Mekel, case of in a store being Machma.
What's
the time
to be Mekel? Maybe a Yid made it? Maybe a Yid made it?
Yeah. Maybe a Yid was involved. Yeah. We don't know, Santa Malakula.
Is there a stamps as well as over the
field? Yeah.
That's why they're a bonum?
Yeah. I mean, that's No. That's a total extension. This is the Psak. That's the question. This is the extrapolation of the Psak. What is this? Now, the Shom get involved with also, maybe let's throw on the side, Adoshi Shlomatirim. That means the Pesach Tshuva and Simon Kofbeis. It discusses when you apply the cloud, Adoshi Shlomatirim. That means the case of Adoshi Shlomatirim is the case of Bittel. We have one Kli, that's Chayim and Tfilah, I'm mixing 1,000. We get involved with Adoshi Shlomatirim, if everybody's like, Bottle, go do Tfilah over here. What about by Lecha Charoiv? By Lecha Charoiv, that's our sugya, you say that the Adosh Yishlo Matir. So Peskachuv over there being Zan, Machloik is Tzlach, versus the Magavram. Magavram wants to be Machmer, and then who that Tzlach, same person, and Maisin wants to be Mekel. Maisin is forming down how Moshe Paskin goes to the sugya Barichas. He says, Me'ikha Deen, Api Cheshman Shabai, it should be Motor. Walk is Lecha Charoiv is a Gili. Get about the lumps behind the Lecha Charoiv is a Gili. What's better boy? Why is it a Beheter? So wait. Lecha Choyv is one of the Giloi, so don't do Dov Shishlo Matirim. I only have that over here. But then Day Sol says, Roi Tvi Machmer. Tzad Chedman Shubai says to be Mutter, that's the longest, but Roi Tvi Machmer. Maisis from Genavavu, when you buy a Kli, at the end of the day, there's numerous Shubas about it. They come home to be Machmer, either Mitzad Dov Shishlo Matirim, or Mitzad the Sugar of Lecha Choyv after Matzias, or Mitzad the Chadish end of saying, goes on back and forth, it's either be Tribal, it's Kal. So we get to Halacha, the gate to the Rabbonus of the Avon Lekula. We won't say the halach was data something that's kal to take care of. Now you have to know what to get a tefillah kelim why it's kal because of kal. But anything about what numerous times eshel avurei. So find out where this company is made from. I've checked up on the web numerous times to find out who owns. It's very hard to know today where the kli came from. A company who owns a company. The company by a stock market who owns the whole. It's very hard to know what's going on today. But let's take mivari yochid eshel avurei. Also on the simon kuf yud sef tas eshel avurei. So this one about numerous sugyas over here. But one of the basics is. Is it a parish? Was a kriya? Is the rabbanu? Was the rice in the geirtek lalam over here? Maisa, they point out the olim says to be titled it. You have a bayam, it's a bracha. So, what most people who are yerushimayim put that way, when they title it, they come along and they make sure they title a bunch of kelim. Well, at least once chayim tefila. In one hilchas tefilas kelim, the shach writes numerous times we title it with an other kli's chayim tefila to make a bracha upon it. Otherwise, you shall also. Sorry. So if you go, if you go to an Arab in the shuk and go buy silverware, you have a chiyat filo. That means they tell me that you're Berkowitz. He goes to the Arab, he buys 30 forks, and every time he does filo, he takes one fork, makes a bracha that together with this, and he chiyat bracha. So it goes together, and they cost nothing in a shekel and a fork, and he takes care of it. You buy from going to chiyat filo, right? Whatever happens, so you make sure he has to buy something that he always has with him. Kash Shemati, you can buy him something better than I can. That's to say over in his name, that he does. Take it another example. I show you in 2012, quite a few years ago. So my brother came home to his house, so Gracef, and somebody, maybe him, not sure, took his steak out of the refrigerator freezer, let's make a steak. No, what do you put on steak? Put on margarine. Take a margarine, boiling on steak. His wife comes home and says, you know, the Jew took out the margarine. It's true, there's a Jew of margarine, but there's also butter inside. So what should he take out? He's like, I don't know. I took his steak out. I put it on. It looks very good. The steak's boiling hot right now. But is it margarine or butter over here? So first I found out afterwards, they look different in the packaging. One's blue and one's red. Go to the store, I don't remember which one's which, but one, I think red one's margarine and the blue one's butter. So you can't tell me it's not nicker, it is nicker. I'm just casing kvius over here. A kvius in the rice though. So my brother wrote up also go tell you four different cases, mitzias wise, that can happen to guarantee the steak in this butter, which I think really brings out the point how to apply this to local maison. That means let's say a person had this drawer in the refrigerator, 9 sticks of margarine and 1 of butter. That means 90% was kosher. 90% is kosher. What's a local? It's kvius. You took it out. Kol kvo kmechsa mechsa. Case of a steak, it's also. Also, right? One case. Right? Some mamish. Let's say you're making schnitzel. I took out one of these sticks over here. Schnitzel is a case of bosa b'chol drop bottom. Let's say 9 sticks of butter or 1 of the case of margarine. 90% treif. What's a local? 90% treif. Kol kvo kmechsa mechsa. It's mutter. Mamish mutter. 90% treif. It's mutter. It's mutter. But the Shulchan brings it down and says, it is mutter over here. It's mutter. How can I eat it? So, can I ask a question? Because I'll say it's mutter, how can you eat it? But it might simply throw it out. Atashvas, Apikoris, the Taz, there's the Pesach Tshuva, the end of the Simchat Kufta Zayin, that brings down from Dirin Achoinim and Chazak and others, if you're Machman Shishim, Machman Klisheni, Nichol Gedev Apikoris. How can we Machman? So, Ramesha says, the whole time Nichol Gedev Apikoris, the Gertrude Sugil of Shishim command the lesson. Meister, the Gertrude, well, if you have a right to be Machmer, Meister, you're sensitive, you don't want to go do it. My brother said, work with you, have a right to throw it out. So, yes, even though it's more to the color days, not Nichol Gedev Apikoris to throw it out. Because this, I gush it to it, you can't. But Meister, with Dina, Meister, it's more to. Let's say the 9, again, there are 9 butters and 1 margarine. That's the question. If it's more time to go eat, why not? I'm agreeing to you. I'm building out the point. I'm saying
somebody that says that you.
No one says it. I'm just saying no one says it. Even though, just pointing out the point. No, you're so. It just can't be. Yeah. Let's take the next case. So we have two cases right now. We have one case again. Steak. My brother takes out. Or schnitzel. My brother takes out. And it can be mamish two opposite. In the case of margarine over here, 9 margarines, Allah will be asr by steak. By 9 butters, by shizu, we might be mutter. Next week, you know, happens again. OMG. This time a kid did it. So, right, a kid takes out. I have an 8-year-old, let's say, 8-year-old daughter. We have a new ninja in the house. She wants to make steak over here. So, she takes out the steak over here, and she takes out something and puts it on. And then we come home, oh my, what do you do? Like, my kids, they're talented, everyone knows. My 2-year-old, my pizza job. It's, you know, all my kids do things, you know, because can't play any. So the question here is, now what do you go do? So you have a case of a cotton. The cotton of the shachs, the cotton in ches, is a gedder of a goy. Case of a parish over here. Now the chunin get involved with what the definition of cotton is pre-chodron will say cotton is charif, very sharp, as a gedder of a godel. That means, let's say, 11, 12. But the pasha of someone go that way, doesn't want to argue. But let's say a cotton, an 8-year-old, I think he's not nichol gedder of charif. He's 5-year-old, whatever age you want. A cotton, that's nichol gedder of parish. What's the local? So it comes out over here, you have, let's say, he's making a steak. 9 pieces of margarine. By the case of a godel, we also. By the case of a cotton, it's porish, we mutter. My kid made it. 9 pieces of margarine, the mice is mutter. Good like hacharif. The other way, it's 9 pieces of butter and schnitzel, drabonon. By godel, we mutter. By cotton, we machmer. Mochamedek. Lech hacharif. Mamish hacharif. That means we have 4 cases over here, 2 by cotton, 2 by cotton, and switches the whole entire world around. So I think now they're going to get the point over here. Kofu is kemechza mechza, with its kolom. Parish has its kolom over here. Why is that so? It's a chidsh awesome. Why? Because there's a kosher. We love how it works over here. Why is it because there's a kosher? So it comes out from this figure, comes out, Number one, we have a klal, kol kuvah kamechsa mechsa yipashon l'vzeiro, bein l'kulo, bein l'chumro. Number two, nimso, what's halacha, lechach harayif. Next idea. We have a gemara in Sochem, on Dachtes. The gemara brings down a case over there, we have a t-shirt, tzipurim, we have nine piles of matzah. One case over here, of chometz, or vice versa, came along the akvar, and he took it out. What's halacha is nichlen gedav t-shirt l'yos. A case of a parish, what the Gemara says, the Akva took it, nichal gedah of the seifa, the case of Tisha Chanuyos, that's parish over here. That means we have a case of an Akva, that's Tisha Chanuyos, and a case of a parish, what's halacha is a case of finding in the street to be mutter. Now, Frank takes the obvious question. If a goy took it, the Gemara says it's parish. If an Akva took it, it's Tisha Chanuyos, and nichal gedah kfuah. What's the difference between an Akva and a goy? Tesikash, not my words. Fact is, by an akvar, maise is kvor, and by the case of a guy, it's going to get a parish when he takes it. Said Tesis, what's the difference? Reinu, the case of an akvar, I saw the akvar take it, and in that situation, the chalgeda of kvor. When I did not see the akvar, the chalgeda of a guy, I see it in his hands, the chalgeda of parish. Fact is, I the Gemara, says the Vadazara, Nichmashain of a 90, let's hit it. Let's make a move. Let's nichlan get a parush. I'm moving it. Sometimes you know what happened. I hit it. I turn my back. I didn't see it. I mean, I cause it. I know about it. I know 100%. If I don't see it, that's parush. That's parush. That means we can have a case over here of seeing kvor knowledge. Amazing. That's parush. And I cause it. That's parush over here. Now, that means it comes out. We have three ways of separating things from a mixture. We have a case over here where you saw nichlan together of a deraisa. When you did it, that's called kvor deraisa. You took it out, that's kvor, that's called kvor kamechsa, you did. A case where you saw, what is that? Again, Tosfos is saying clearly, in the case of akvar, that's osir. Says the shach, it's the kon chavav, machlok shushangim. The ran calls the dindra abonim. And the shach goes on and says, "Beikir roi b'achronim paisim is about to work." The Rambam Tosfos Chadash calls it din deraisa. However, when it happens by itself, or God does nichlan together of not being kvor, there will be three ways of getting out of a mixture: one's deraisa, one's not nichlan together kvor, and one's a shalav beikir once it's together of deraisa. Now, the kasha, as they point out, in the chur, you have a case of matzah and a case of chametz. Was there a bittul over here? Chametz Pesach, everyone's mevatel. In the case of bittul, what's the bittul? What's chametz on Pesach? Drabonim. Kol kvor kamechsa amechsa. Stav drabonim lukula. So why in the world is Gemara saying the akva took it? What's halacha? Be machmor like kvor by tisha chanuyos. What's halacha by tisha chanuyos? Kvor by drabonim. I suppose be mekel. As I factasis, all the situation on the page of Tesla Bay says. Psachim, it must be there is no bittul. Echadam, you're right. Must be case there is no bittul over here. It's the case of deraisa. The case of Balmi Motor. The Maisa, there's a Sidre Tyra in Hilchos Nida, and there's a Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Lamed Tes. Says not the way. It wants to say, even if there was a case of a bittul, you have to learn the klum of Savdar Banam. And we'll get to the klum, there's a Magi Mishnah, the Kamal that says, we do not say Savdar Banam Lekula by Pesach, by Chometz. Why? The whole entire scholar of the Dekana was to do a bdik on a sopik. Therefore, since the Dekana was to do a bittul on or to mavara a sopik or bdik on a sopik, therefore we give the get of a sopik to Rabban L'chumrul here, come to Machmer. That means some Rabban L'kula, but not when Chazal set up to a bdik in the case of a sopik, again in the case of a bittul. That means the klal is called for mechsa mechsa as well, to have the klal of a suffix, or some of all sub dabbanans with all its parameters. If the sub dabbanan in all cases to be machmer with all sub, we make with makel. That means you have to learn all the klal sub dabbanan and then put them by the case of klal for mechsa mechsa.
Who is
chazik? Not as chazik. No, he took it away. It's barish. Not as chazik. Not ikhva. Third sugya. The sugya was in Zvachim, Dafan Gimel. The Gemara says the Bachai is not bottle. Then the Gemara take one out. So the Gemara Kvor. The Gemara says let's hit it, move it, call the Parish. No, the Gemara says the Parish Otter Kvor. So first, let's analyze that this sugya does not make any sense on the words technically. We have a story over here that you have nine kosher, one treif. Lochol come and say, when one comes out, sovik to be machmer. That's a lochol. We have all ten together, mixed in. What's a lochol? It's a mikuv test. Eat them all together. Come this vada there. That means the sugya of the idea of kvias has nothing to do with the chances. Let me have a case over here of 901. What's a lochol? Even nine kosher or machmer? Even what's a 10% chance of eating from a treif? You have all 10 together in one mixture, and you're eating treif 100%, the mice it's mutter. So obviously there are two different concepts over here. How are you intertwining them? So first you understand, what's the definition of kvur? What do the words mean exactly? So come on places, chulin, datzadakei, he says the idea of kvur means nicker, clearly defined. That means I can point to McDonald. I see treif. Now this country, in other countries, McDonald, I see treif. McDonald, this country, I don't know, I'm not saying either one. And you see a store called Maishi or Shimshin, right? No one called Shimshin. That's not, unless you. Yeah, I see, I can point to it. That means something be clearly defined. Maishi's and McDonald's, I can point to it. That is the definition of what is Kavua. A terrorist is something, it comes in with Ba'atzmoy, the words of the other Amal. That's not Nicker. I don't know which piece over here. Since it's not Nicker, it's Buckle. If so, the Gemara in Zvachim, Gemara is saying, calling a case of. Yeah, but I can mix it all together. They get all mixed all together. So tomorrow, let's take one out, the case of Parish. Kvias means nicker. How in the world did Gemara, the Vazor, the Fine Gimel, call you the case over here of Kvias? It's not nicker. It's a Balchai got mixed in. Zvokin got mixed in with the Sharon that's called. It's not nicker. The facts are just not true. It's not nicker. Set Tesis, we were talking about the basis by us. Ika tam is ainim shum kvur, elvishum balchai in a bottle. The word kvur is lav dafka. It's a borrowed terminology. It does not mean what it says. Kvias is standard that's more ksuba daf tezvov. Kvur deraisa means nicker. I see stores, I see treif, I see kosher. The second daf ein gimel is I see nothing. Except it's balchai, it's not bottle. So like kvias not bottle, he also not bottle. Two different things over here. And therefore, the Taz over here, that brings down the Lashon Rashba, changes in the Beis Yosef, the Lashon called Kfuah D'Rabbanan and the Kfuah D'Raisa. Two different things, according to the Taishas, they have nothing to do with each other. All the broad terminology. The idea of Kfuah D'Rabbanan does not mean Kvias. It means what? Has a ghetto of a Taruvais that's not Nik over here, and Master Chshivas, Beria, Chdiko Leshabed, Tov Choshev, therefore it's not bottle. On that, come on, Gemara and says, you can go either parish or to kfuah. Mash egging kfuah deraiso. Again, the word that has from the Rashba. Kfuah deraiso. Now, what's that? There's a case over here of Arvalai Bekamai. It's clearly defined in snicker. And on that, when it's parish, we're not glazer. That means the simple understanding is by kfuah deraiso, being more make on the pre-show. That means the pre-show of the mice is mutter on the kfuah drop on the night. Why call kfuah drop on them? Why should we use those words? Gemara called the kfuah. I mean, the Gemara calls it kvuah, so we're taking that terminology, the Gemara is not kvias. Kvias means nicker. On that kvuah, you have bolon, go to the parish or to kvuah. Now, to say the chilik, we go to the parish or to kvuah, it depends on the bolon, the rice is not that simple. Then we'll have to get to a look and say, hey, I really mean a machlekes, how to learn the sugya of parish or to kvuah, the sugya of angim between me, with my tam, and the rashba. And we'll have to talk to the get is set up by the bolon versus the rice. So, but right now, the simple way of setting it up, right now, at least is, that the sugya in the kriya deraisa, the sugya in ksubas, would not glaze the nipsa's mutter. Mashing the sugya in balchai, taruvas, chadiva, leschabed, glaze the parish, or the kruah, gamas, only kruah, drabon, of our terminology. This is how places sets it up. A different way to set up, kain the same idea, but there'll be not kaminas. The Iran seems to have the same problem. He said, mice are white, only kruah over here. Mice is a mixture. So his words are, since it's not bottle, it's a case of kriyas. Not for the fact that it's whether it can be nicker or not nicker, it won't make a difference. But since not bottle, live in the case of kvias, that means what does kvias mean? It stands by itself. Kvias means it's each one I see. So here it says not bottle, so what does Chazal do? It's not bottle, each one stands by itself. It lacks the bittle, makes it the case of kvias. It's not really a borrowed terminology, it actually fits into the words over here. The lack of bittle makes one, each one stands by itself. It makes better sense in the words. Good enough, Kaminas. So again, we have two malachim over here. What is the case of Yitzvachim? We're calling it Kvias. believe it's lav dafka, it's a sugya of taruvois of a davar choshev. And it's the ikitam zach bachai, or the way the Ran sets it up, why? Because it's lack of bittul makes the case of kriyas. So it comes out that we have a sugya zvachim, 2 points. Number one, kvod rabbonim. And number two, we gaze a parish up this case of kvod rabbonim. Next sugya, sugya chulin, fourth sugya, dav tzadikei. The more the case of a boser, shnis alim min ayin. Come on, Rav said the maisa, it's osir. Come on, Gemara, and ask 3 questions. With Gemara, Machlok is Rav or Slavi, what's the loch of boser, salim min ayin? Rav says osir, what's the chash? Rashi says why? Because maybe an orev, a raven came along and took away your piece of meat to put this piece of meat over there. Maybe it's a case of where that's treif. Rav Gemara, 3 questions. Number one, you find it in the hand of a guy, Nimso, by Tisha Chanui, it's his motor. Why is it motor for? So the Gemara, Biad Akum Shani, an orev, a raven, we're worried about, but for the Goyle Mice, it's mutter. Hand of a Goyle Mice, it's mutter. But the Gemara, second question, if it's a Basa Chai, the Mice says go after Rav to Rochnim, the Basa that's cooked over here, we go after Rav Oich the Basa. The Gemara says, must be the case where you saw it, who it dropped from, someone walked the street, it dropped from his hands, except you don't know if it's a Yid or a Goy. I didn't see who the person is, I can't tell the difference. I don't know. A third case, Gemara says, the case of Nitsa Begulim, my answer is, it depends on Rav, it's Mutesh Mishim Mundavelo, the coin to Levi, Mutu Bachilo. Ad Kana Sugyo. That means it comes out first, according to Rav Levi, whether Bosh and Salman Ayan is also Mutter, but everything agrees, Biad Akum is Mutter. It's Biad Akum, Mice is Mutter. That means there's a known story that Elim says over, Bosh was on an airplane, he got his kosher food, he opened it up, he went to the, go wash his hands, like a might see you to the bathroom. He comes back, sits down, he's like, he's not going to eat it. Why? Because Boston's Almanayim. The guy sitting next to him after 15, 20 minutes waits and asks him, like, why aren't you eating your food? He says, no, I left it. Don't know what happened over here. And the guy says, I'll tell you the truth. I want to taste Jewish food. So I took your piece out, put my piece inside, and taka. Nice story. The question is it Chula Locho? The Gemara says, Akim Shani. And I think there are no ravens on the airplane. Ulai. So, Maisa, they point out, Chor, according to similar in the Gemara, should Maisa be a case that's Motor, an old story, Yishlod? How, what does Mechabah Os come on to say? You mean on the Lashon of the Rambam? It says, Yad Akim, we have Xerah Drabon. Where will they get it from? The Gemara says, the Akim is Motor. The Mechabah come on and says, Bosh and Salman Ayim, Yad Akim is also. We have a Gemara. Says the Beis Yosef, you know why? Echnami, the Gemara says it. But the Rambam Kedakri follows the Yerushalmi. We're going like the Yerushalmi. Interesting, against the Mechoshi Gemara. We're going like the Yerushalmi. Says the Rambam, Ayin Simen Samach Gimel, Sugya Bas Salman Ayin. And you look over there, the Rambam, and the Gemara points out that very nice, Mechava goes like the Yerushalmi, but the Rambam saying, I don't go like the Yerushalmi, I go like the Sugya over here. So, the mice in the airplane, if he was a Sephardi, fine, makes sense. Ashkenazi, maybe Chajim Chabashito, otherwise, partially, the Yishami Bible should not be a problem. Again, that is a bit of vucha. If the piece of meat is very heavy, then maybe Orif can take it, or Chushi elephants fly, find a Shashach over there, Yishlod over there. Then we want to mean what size of the piece of meat we're discussing. But the Yisrael Shemai, that's because it came from somewhere we don't know where it came from. But in a case we know it came from a guy, Biyad Akum, again, Machab is Machber, it went against the Gemara, you have to realize that. But that one means Ayin Simon Samar Gimel. Come along, Gemara, meaning we don't pass like that. We mean the Ashkenaz. But the Yeshmaim, or Kashbachu, or Shemer, and Tzadikim, that's another story. Now, what comes out, to be clear, we went through 4 sugyas, 2 alochim each sugya. This is what came out. The sugyan ksubas naftazvov, we had 2 points over there. Kfuwa deraiso, kemechza, amechza, bein lukulo, bein luchuma, number one. Number two, it's nimso, hulichacharoiv. The 2 things from the sugyan psochem. Number one, we really define the definition of Pirish. What does Pirish mean? Pirish lefanenu, I see it, kvur. Pirish shloy lefanenu, I caused it, and I know it's happening, nothing get a parish. The 2 points of Zavachim is a sugya of kvur drabonon, this could be ulcer. Parish, you're going to utter a case of a kvur, not like case kvur deraisa. And number four, the 2 points of sugya of chulin is boson, this alam, and ayim, nimsa bian akum, mechabez machmar, not from the Ashkenaz. And over there, Tyson explains what is the definition of Kvod Hulin. So Kvod means knicker. Now, once we got the 4 building blocks, or the 4 sigyas, with the alofs come out, some of the kasha, my father, Arayini Kaporis Mishkilai, always like asking to look at the sugya over here. He said, let's analyze where we're coming from. The whole sugya is built upon the sort of Bezdin of Lecha Charoib. You have all these chatichas over here, Kol Kvok Machza Machza. What is Bezdin? Is Bezdin Kfias or Porish? That means Bezdin, as far as the Pasha is the Kfias. Every time there's Shailun Bezdin, it should be a case of Raisa, be a case of Luchamra, or the Bonum Lukula. How in the world can come to say the call of Lecha Charoib from Bezdin? But Bezdin in and of itself is a case of Kfias. And the Loch is that Kfias trumps Roiv. If the Makar for the whole idea of Roiv is the case of Bezdin. So, in fact, the Ran, the Mordechai, the Rekeich, Marek, Mishainim, that is Kasha. So, one way, some people are trying to say, that we're not paskening people. We're paskening Dibur, Pakim, Deus, words, speech, knowledge. What is that? That's Porush. That's the case of a Porush, as we showed him. Says Iran, says Marek, the Pichodesh brings it down over here, Lachashum brings it down, they can get a Porush. So, the case of Porush, what's a Lacha? Says Iran, very good. Lechach away, Porush. They point out, Lahura, the Piskachu brings down, it's a very amazing, Chole Ro, to be a Ben Meshulam, I, but Porush Lefanenu. What's Porush Lefanenu? Get a Kfias over here. Get a Kfias. They put up Bishlam and they ran the shopping zans the Konchavov, the Pirshul Fenenu, the Dirab Bonon. Kishmak. He could be the Shitosoi. The Shak on the fur and then brings down Isvetter and making the place come say the Loch is it in the rice over here. They come back together of Pirshul Fenenu. Pirshul Fenenu should get away the rice. Kvias over here. Oh, wait. So, come on, Machzah Shekel, and the way he wants to explain it, when the words of knowledge come out, what is that? It's a separate entity. Like this piece of meat went from over here to over here. It switched over. And we're attaching back the case of Kfias. The piece of meat over here stayed. They gave birth to something else. It's a new thing. Nifra. Separate the two. There's a Kfias over here. A new thing came to the world. That's a Parish over here. That's Parish. That's what you want to explain this side. Otherwise, Parish of the Nenu. Maisa. It's a Kiddush over here.
That's not
the Kaviyah.
It's not the people. It's the Das.
But again, it's Parish of the Nenu. So you want to say that? That's how we want to say it over. Separate entity, a new idea. Lemaisa, affect the Ibis, and Shuvah the Chelik Aleph, some rich comes from the Zion. At the end of the day, it's Nicker. It is Nicker. We know who says what. So it's Nicker. How can you say Lech HaKorim? The case of Nicker over here. That's the Kasher. So Maisa, another way how the Rishon wants to answer, the Tosfos really wants to answer, Mordechai, Rashbi, Kinoin, Rashbi, Gilad, Bodam, Pirim, Gam over here. They want to Taino, that over here, that what's he said over here? Let's say I go over to store Maishis, and I go buy meat. And I walk out, and I know in this area there are 9 trays for one kosher. Hakabat by Moshis. Lechach Aroy, maybe it's tray from here. Because I know Moshis is a kosher. I know. So over here, any person he knows, he's not a Sofik. I know this is a Lachan. This is a Psak over here. Each person is not a Sofik. He knows, he knows, he knows, he knows. I'm not a Sofik, I'm not a Sofik, I'm not a Sofik. No Sveikis over here. So when there's no Sveikis over here, so we go after Roiv over here. No Sveikis. That's a Chiddush, because Pashkis, the Sovik is in the Shiloh, not in the person. We're counting, so they're coming saying Chiddush, we're looking at people, counting the people now. Not looking at the Nidon Shema, not looking at the Shiloh. If you look at how far bottom the question, since they really want to answer, what does it mean? It's not something we need. We're looking at something that people are not a Sovik. That's how they want to answer. Fun. Shalom, we're showing them the other ways, how they want to answer. Become on the Yavits. And the Yavis again brought down the Pesach Chuvah and Klolei Ruah and Rishon Beis in Yodaya. He says, fine, that's people. But Svarim, people come along and count. Oh, we have 7 people this way, 5 people that way. Or even 40 and 5 this way. Some Arkvor. Rishon Medas, Arish. But Svarim Akvias over here. So what's the look of? Do I should be Machmah, do I should be Mekel? The word he goes on saying, besides the Sikh Akvias, don't worship a minion. Don't worship a minion, I feel better for like bottle over here. In fact, the Yavis. But he says, you know all the Svarim, the Bishop of Bez is 23, but you know 40 verse 5, and maybe there's not 1,000 out there. What do you even know over here? When he gets involved, the Shiloh is a wave meaning of Roy Binyan. Because Keshuva gets involved, the value of something, is it numbers per se? Maybe it's the Binyan, the value, maybe it's the amount. Some person can be worth bigger than this person who's small over here. So he says he doesn't understand how the world of people count by numbers. How do people follow Svarim this way? Go, I got, you know, a lot of people on this side, looks good to me. What is that? It's this clone movie. I can't go do that over here. That's Kasha Ayinshom. But maybe in the oven. fine.
Das is correct. I don't know what the...
The person sub the sugi had... She's strengthening the kasher.
He's saying it's from his das.
He's saying it's a parish of his das into the sefer here. He has his kasher. He goes up further, but I think the musar got the musar was there. No, Lysa Teruvis got the musar right. You have to work on it. You get clarity over here. But the musar mishmoy is that we have to really learn things well and understand that we just don't go up the numbers. There's more to it. There has to be a foundation of basis. Has to be looked at more than just numbers. And sometimes we're stuck with the exact. Fine. The Maisa, we came out over here, different points. You have the idea of Rave, the idea of Kfuah, the idea of Parish. Let's just now go back to these three ideas and find each thing over here. First, the idea of Rave. Rave of what? There's a Piskachul over here on Sif Gimel that, not clear exactly what he means every word, but the Balei Shulchan sets up very sweetly that really there are three choices of the Rave of what? You have 10 stores, like Kosher, one trade, or vice versa. You can go after stores. Rave of stores is Parish. Find the street, find a kosher, kosher, now a treif over here. The second option, go after rave meat. That means, let's say one store sells 1,000 pieces of meat, another 9 stores, each one sells 10 pieces of meat. So, and let's say the 9 stores are kosher, and the treif store sells 1,000 pieces. So we'll go after the 9 stores who are selling 90 versus one store that's selling 1,000. Say the 9 stores override it. We go after the rave meat. That's the second option. The chances that you are eating is probably treif because it's 1,000 pieces of meat. Or, once you start saying it's really meat, I'll tell you a third option. Really people who are buying the meat that took out of the store. I mean, the fact that the store has a lot of meat does not mean a lot of the meat left the store. I mean, it depends. Certain stores have a lot of traffic. Some stores have less traffic. So if you look at that, sometimes you can have more meat but less people buying. Those are really the three options when Piscatru is setting up. What's the definition of rave over here? Is it rave stores, rave meat, or rave people buying the meat? To my soul, Scripture brings down that the Huda points out himself. The simple reading is always every sugya is chanut, 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 store, 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 store. You go after rave stores. Therefore, the Chavadas, the Chassam Sefer, the Aflo, Yeshua, Yaakov, Nasi Cheskel all say the definition is stores, stores. And the Chabay, the Chadusha, you go after stores. And therefore, the Huda says he doesn't understand it. Some say it's not clear why that's so. Therefore, he says, since Chazal kept saying store, I can point to McDonald, point to Moshi, that's what defines Kfiyas. Kfiyas is defined by what I can point to. Go after stores. And the Chabad Chedusha, but that's a Chiddush, web stores. I said, what? We're saying a Chiddush over here. Fine, sure, but that's true. It's not the Chiddush, Chiddush before. But even the web. In Moscow, not I said the words are not correctly said. Moscow. A second shita, come on the Chokhmah Sodom, the Bina Sodom, he says, but at the end of the day, what is our Shash? Shash is Bosser. We should go after Roy Bosser. They showed him the Chavasas, they showed him the Sivas. How can the Sivas say, go after Roy Stores, go after Roy Bosser? So he writes in Bina Sodom, the Sisi B'Shlucha Mitzvah, as one traveling Shlucha Mitzvah, the Kapalti, Ponim, Kroiz, Pnei Lakim. I met the Sivas. I went over to him and asked him. It's sat in the front of Dovazah, and I argued with him. How can I say where it was? But Shosakli kept quiet. Now, when the Gadol keeps quiet, what does that mean? It's a lot of people want to say he's Mekabel, right? Shosakli Moida. Others say he's not a Sigya. Others say we can't cover the Chokhmah Zodim. Not sure. But he's not. I don't know. Maisa, the Chokhmah Zodim says he argued with him. But he ends up Maisa, a dying soft Talmud. He wants to say the definition is Rav Moser. Come, we had Huda says, once you argue and say it's not going after the words of Chazal of stores, he says, forget, let's go after the great people who buy the Basar. Means of Tarachim. Fine, so Maisa, what's the answer? Great question. On this farm, three options. If you go after the race farm, no. So Maisa, what are we left with? Said about the Shulchan, we got a problem over here. We have Chumras over here. So he said, the Basar sounds like we got three Shitas, three ideas. Each one has a valid record where they're coming from. And even Chokhmah Sodom met the Sivas, he's quite over here. Mamish met the Pnei Lakim over here. Pnei Lakim says he agrees to them. Or Kamal go like the Yad Yehuda. Like, so what's the option over here? So he said, Maisa, we have Yechoshish. Each one on each case, we have Yechoshish, Choshish, Lashlash, all three sheetahs. So what is Rav? Rav means Rav stores meat or people buy meat. Next thing, we had to find Rav. Let's say have Rav versus Karev. What one's out? So the Gemara Babasnaf of Gimel, Tosfos there points out, before Shnei Sugya, what one's out? Rav one's out. Because what happens? You have fun in the street, go after Rav. Well, let's see, he's in front of Moshe's. Let's go after Rav Karev. You have Shlom Samson. So, says the Rishayim, we see from our Sugya that Rav beats Karev. I mean, come to the Kiddush. You have a piece of meat, Mamash in front of Moshe's. If nine things are treif, treif. A piece of meat in front of McDonald's, nine things are kosher. That's what we do. We go after Rav. Maybe say over here, in the Chalabah, this is Jewish, right? Maybe you like. We go after over here. Right, we go after Rav. That's the same Shabbat. They said, fine, so we define Rav. 2 points. Rav, might have beats Karev. And number two, what is Rav? We have the Piskachu over here. Now, what is Karev? Again, we start off, we pass in Kol Kvok, Mecha, Mecha. You got people going to point out, Chosh Mishra, Tokofei, Tzimavucha, Ramam, and Rav. We pass that way. How do we have a place that a person went to a store, got from Karev, walks out and says, where did I buy it from? What's the Kim to it? Kvok. He goes to the store and takes it out, and he said, I don't know where he got it from. So the Chum to speak out that one of the cases over here, either I went to the store, I walked out, I want to give my workers a guy. I'm like, oh, no, maybe I'll eat it myself. So I don't know what store I got it from. I didn't have to care when I bought it. Well, in this one case. Well, another example, I bought from a store, later on I found that out that it lost its tuda. So it was kosher, or I thought it was kosher, but it really wasn't kosher. So what store did I buy it from? I didn't care. Of course I got a kosher store. But I had an ashkoch on it, and I found it didn't. Another example, people come to it, so everything in the top says kosher, they buy, and they find out kosher just means the guy put on the sign, kosher. You don't know, they need a tuda. So he bought something, and he walks out, and now goes over his friends, and no, you need ashkoch on the dots, and you'll have to ask, where did you buy it from? So he says, if Roy thinks he's actually sold, or the place he bought it from, if you want to make sure I assume it was kosher, no problem. If he bought it from other areas, Roy would trade, that's the case of Roy, but no, come to work on Maxo. So come out, if you've bought an extra, you have to know what your stuffing is with this column over here. Fine, that's how they point out what is the case of how do you have a core where people don't know where the core came from. Now, what is the yisayid behind kviyas over here? That means you know over here that there's 90% chance they either kosher or treif. Yeah, we're saying kol kavur kamechta mechta. Why should that be? I mean, if it's parish, we'll go after right. The same exact kimta that you took it out, the same chance, same 90% chance, when it happened by itself, right. When you did it, for Suffolk, by the Eisen Machmer, the same 90% chance, what's the side behind it? So, the only Shivas, like Shivatata as well, they all get involved with the Machlokes of Shmaitza and Shmaitza Dalit versus the Shai Yitzh and Shai Dalit. Shimon versus the Seis. Yeshiva Shirait, Yeshiva Shahak. So, then he says this over here, what's going on? So, first, the way how the Shmaitza sets it up over here is that the definition of kviyas is the Yisrael Shabbai is we have to look where's the makam shenoled hasafik, where's the hasafik. That means it was the safik was in the case of a kviyas over here. So the halach is we're going to look upon my safik is in the kviyas over here. That's what defines the definition. Mashenkin, that's the agam I have the idea. That means when Mashenkin parish, I know the guy got going out from somewhere. What's halach? That's nichol the getter of where's the makam shenoled hasafik. It was just rabbi or parish over here. That means they come along, and again, the definition of what defines something kviyas versus something, the definition of parish, the definition with makam shenoled hasafik. You walked in, you took it, no, something in the stone of kviyas. You go over to Goy and he has it, when it's parish, with makam hasafik, where? When it's parish. You look, what defines kviyas? Makam shenoled hasafik. That's in lots of places in Chulin. And that's how the K is words that know that suffering from Mokma Kriyas. That's the reason. Now, if also brings down the Shai Yoshu, he says, Sarkhi Godel, says the Ikim Halkin the Shmaitzel. That's how Shani, the Shai Yoshu, Shimon said over, what defines Kriyas? The Shai Shabbat is, you have to ask yourself, what is the suffering? What is the suffering? That means when you walk in the store and you picked it up, your suffering is, what is this store? Is it kosher trade? I took it from the store, what is this store? When you find it, the question is, where did it come from? Two different sveikis, like a Oshlak saying over, that's you have to define your suffix. What's the name suffix? Your suffix, when you're born in the case of Kfiyas over here, so your question is, what is this story? Fine, that's Krias. Over here, when you boil the street, the question is where they come from. Now, those are words, hard to understand. Let's make five simple nafkaminas. What they're saying over, I think you'll bring out the point over here, the two ways to look at the mahalas over here, of what is the mechanics over here, or the idea of what defines Krias. Person comes home, and he sees a piece of meat on the table, and the next person, when he got it from me, he says he forgot. But he bought it. So the person bought it from the store, for me, my sparsh, it's mutter. No. Right? If someone comes home and brings you a piece of meat, and for him it's a deraiso, for me, it's also, I can't eat it, for me it's sparsh. I did nothing wrong, I didn't take it out, someone else took it out. Why by me, I'm going to have his aloha? Let's understand why by me, have his aloha. So they point out, it depends on the shmeitzel, or the shayu yishir, with nafkamino. The shmeitzel says the definition of kriyas is with makom shel sofek. When this person bought it, took out the store, the sofek is born right now in the world. Especially instead of the whole day of teruvos, it's the idea of knowledge, makes that teruvos, makes fakes over here, the chalos, the power of the knowledge. So we are, where's makom shel sofek? In the store. I came home and found it in Nimsa. We already has makom shel sofek. The Shayyashir says, my question is where they come from. I woke up where they come from. He decided is, why am I Maisa not able to eat it? Because my responsibility is to go ask you, and you, Yid, you have an amonis over here, what do you know about it? Because it came from you. And since you can tell me where it is, now I'm associated with you, I'm attached to you, to go find out what it is, and if by you it's a kriyas, by me it's a kriyas. I mean, I'm coming to your koyach. Now, if Kamina Ruven comes, buys something, brings it home, and he dies. Shimon walks inside the house. Can he eat it? He points out, he said, according to Shev Shmaitzel, Bokhm Nodah Sofek, Kviyas, did the Raiso. According to Shai Yosho, I have a key to rescue, you're not around, I'm not possibly rescue. Case of Porsche. Like Hakor, it might be Mutter. That's, well, now again, every night I'm going to say five Afghans, each one can argue the point. That's how the same Madani Osher sets up very sweetly, a couple of pages, very nice. But this, I think it brings out the point. Second Afghan, no? What? Yeah. Sure.
Find an answer, right?
Yeah. A second, let's say you go buy from a guy, Mokum Kfiyas, the boss might be Eva Menachai. A guy has a chiv and Eva Menachai. So where is the Mokum Nelda Sofik? Well, the guy bought it. I mean, even though you got it from a parish, it would be out, to be a guy, but already the Mokum Nelda Sofik is the gear in the world when the guy bought it.
Same
issue. Why isn't it? So it says, I feel the Shah Shmaitz, they point out, it should be a case of Kriyas. According to Shah Yosha, I'm associated with you, I have to ask you, because you have the monas, you have zero the monas. Take another very practical example, when you get involved with the shukl, you're buying things, when you buy from a mummer, what's a mummer? Is a mummer nichol geder of when you buy from him, since he bought it from a place, he is a chintur, he's responsible to go find out. So, Mokum Shnodah Sofik, can I get a Kriyas over here? But no, he has zero nemanis, that guy has no nemanis, therefore they can get a parish over here. You go buy a solution from the shuk, and you buy from a mummer, is it a parish or kriyas? Next time we're going to get about some of the shidduch from Zama's shuk about, and different from Avadi Yosef's shuk about it. Those are three cases I said over right now that the Shem Shmaish is lechumro. Say a case with lekulo. The case, and let's say a nochri bought it, a guy bought it, and he's miskar afterwards. By parish. So it comes out, Mokum Nelda Sofik, when in his hands, over here with Porush. When the Shai Yoshi, my sees Nemon, say we got it from. It's not clear over here, the other way around.
Himself.
That's also, but maybe not, because that's depends on lumpus this, where we're coming from. No, but not Mokum Nelda Sofik. And then they according to the Shmaitzel, no. He might be Nemon, but so what? Mokum Nelda Sofik is where in Porush. When the Shai Shmaitzel will be a case of Porush over here, when the Shai Yoshi, the Holy Ghetto of that in the Kriyas. Another case mentioned before is when, let's say, a wholesaler sends it to a retailer to the retailer's yid who gets it from a guy. So they can really argue the point. Again, numerous from one time, depends which malach he's coming from. If he's coming when he orders from it from Malkum Shalom Sofik, I ordered it. So I was knowing the Sofik. If I ordered it, I should have known what I'm getting from. If it's the monas, he said that he got it, there's no monas over here. So it could be also depend upon the Shayyashir and upon the Shimon Shkop, the Gantus to get to this game. When you buy a kli in the store, what the lacha is, based upon this lambda over here. The delivery person has no lamanis. The company has no lamanis.
Between the retailer.
Everything, yeah, you got it. No lamanis somewhere. Hashem, if it's mukhna the sovik, I ordered it. That's a simple way. Again, everything is over. You know, from the point of view, a great lamdin, not great, a good lamdin. But I think the point brings out the Yisrael Shabbai. Now, what is the koyach of kriyas? New question, it's a different question. I mean, not what the Yisrael is, what's the koyach over here? That means, is Yisrael over here? We know, for example, Roiv, we get to Hilchus Momen, in Hilchus Momen Achar Roiv. So kriyas is telling us the same thing, in Hilchus Achar Roiv. Don't look at Roiv. Roiv is out of the parasha. What do you say? No, we have Roiv. But came along Chazal and say Kviyas gives you the Koyach of Roiv. And you have one Roiv versus another Roiv. That's the Sofik. So is the Yisrael Shabbai, what Koyach do and knocked away the Roiv? Kviyas knocks away the Roiv? Or Kviyas forget went up and it is Roiv, it's Roiv versus Roiv? Placey, Chach Mazodem, Chach Shulchan. What is it exactly? Yisrael Shabbai. So, Maisa comes to Shurim, when he brings it down, he says, his Rebbe Chaim said over this Malach, there is no Roiv over here. There's no Roiv. We ask yourself when he gives Shir, there is no Roiv. Maisa, for Shulchan writes over here, and Shimon says, no, the Yisrael Shabbai is two Roivs, one against another. What's that? You know, speaks of the Arfa Shulchan. The Pirimun starts off over here with three questions, three Chakiris. What kind of Nachmiz the Chakiris over here? The question is, when in a case of Kviyas versus Roiv, Kviyas beats Roiv. But let's say it's Svek Sveko against a Kvor. Let's say it's Chazoko against a Kvor. Let's say it's Korev versus a Kvor. First people go about three Chakiris over here. What's Locha Svek Sveko versus a Kvor, Chazoko against it, and Korev against it? Now, we just speak out. The Gear to Roiv, Roiv versus Korev. You said before, Roiv beats Korev. Roiv versus Chazoko, everyone knows the terminology, will be other. Roiv versus Svek Sveko, that's for a Shava. And the Gear over here is these three things against Kvor. What's a Locha? Pim Gunn goes back and forth to Stunim over here. What exactly it is? Says the Arachor Shulchan, you have to understand, what does he say, Shabbai? The Miat, Kvur, what did he do? Kvur made the Miat, we had one store, that's Kosher, and nine trade, vice versa, made the Miat be equal as being a Roy. Now we have a Roy and another Roy. A guy wants one, wants nine, no, it's nine versus nine. What's the Lachal when we have Roy versus Roy and a Chazakal? What's happened when we have Roy versus Roy in the case of a sex cycle? So you take it together. You say Roiv versus Roiv, and Chazak and Roiv overrides Roiv. Svek Sveka and Roiv overbeats Roiv. So come along, he says, and answers the Pirim Rabbah's Kasha. It's Roiv versus Roiv, and what happens when in the case of Chazak attaches to it, in the case of Svek Sveka attaches to it, then it overbeats the other Roiv. And Kanai beats it. What's the show? What's Pirim Rabbah asking over here? What is Roiv versus Roiv? I negate the figure of Karav, it says Karav can't be, that's the case over here. The case over here is the case of Karav could be. I still say the local to work next to next. Why? Well, because there's a custom. There's a title. Take it a step further. We mentioned before, and we're getting back to now, what is the Geda of Kriyas, of how is it working? That means, first of all, what is the Seda Kriyas? That's Machlokes of Shayusha versus the Shoshmaitza. What is the Koyach? That's the Machlokes, is the true way in the Chanacharoi. What's the Geda Kviyas? That was before Tosfos Liman. Go back to that point. Tosfos comes along and says, the Yisrael Shabbai is that Kviyas is a Nikr. It's not Kvor, it's not Nikr and Geda Kviyas, only Kviyas Drapon. We need to be Nikr to be a situation of Kviyas Deraisa. Come along, Liman, as he said, is not the way. He said, when it's not bottle, it's Kvor. I mean, even if it's not Nikr, the lack of bittle makes the case of Kvor. What's the difference? Again, the words are easier when you say not kavinas over here. We have a mixture of people. The most case of Ksubas, Daf, Tezvav, you have 10 people, one Yid, one guy, 9 Yid, and one guy. Apashi, you have 10 people here. They could all be not Nikir. I don't know which one's a Yid, which one's a guy. I don't know the difference over here. In fact, the place, according to Kaisis, Maisa, the big case of Kri has to be Nikir. It's not Nikir. According to the Ram, it comes out. No two ways, each one stands by itself. Again, it's not Nikr. It's not Terubis. Each person by itself. This is by itself. This is by itself. This is by itself. This is by itself. It's not a mixture upon each person. That's how you set it up. I can hear the point. That's how you're setting up the place.
You get close.
It's like Nikr, like Omavar, right? You see, I see each person by itself. So what time of the Kodeshus, the Maisa, there are, the problem here is where they are, the Gadiz Nikah over here. So that's the core of how he sets it up. They do want to answer. The way how Madani Yontif wants to answer Pshat and Tosfos, and the way Moshe explains, is that you're saying over here there could be people not Nikah, the Iskam, they know who they are. So since you Iskam, they know who they are, that's Nikah Negeta, that somebody knows. You might not know, but somebody knows. Nikah Negeta Nikah, which can involve the Tumul we'll have to get to. Let's say no one knows what the pieces are, but someone at the end of the world knows what the pieces are. Then Nikah Negeta of Atuvas and that. Shiloh. Since they themselves know, they can get a nicker. That's one point. Making a step further, two main nafkaminas is that according to Yehuda, bimim minoy lach balach. What's the locha? It's not bottle. And even though Tosfos paskins roim, it's not a chesed base. We know Rashi paskins like Yehuda people have a bottle. That means we have a case over here that is not bottle, but it's not nicker. It's not bottle. People have a bottle. It's not nicker. It's tinderized over here. So is that a case of geder kfiyas or not? Comes out according to Tosfos, it's not deraisa, it's not nicker. It's not as klum and kfiyas. According to Ran, it is deraisa. So it's not bottle over here. So the same thing negative for the Venus Ogden and Hilchas Pesach. Over there, what's a locha? It's a truva, it's a viva elflein bottle, and he speaks out, he writes, according to the Ran, the locha is not bottle kmo tfuo. According to Tosfos, not nicker, they can get a parish over here. Depends where we're coming from. Yeah, but again, but in the gate to come to pace of other things are right.
Other things are
okay, then speaking out, being our case, being out the point, if I understand it correctly. One more point. We have a case over here, what's called among the Achrenimah, Turos Chaluyos, a mixture of stores. That means the simple cases, I know exactly what every store is. I can point to McDonald, point to Moshe's, I know exactly what it is. Except I bought out the store and I don't know where I bought it from. That's called Kamechza Mechza. We have a case of a true of Chatichos. The piece of the mice got mixed together while I double closure of people outside bottle. We have a case over here where I can point to the store, I know exactly where I bought it from. I bought it from this, but I don't know what's inside the store. Make it simple. You have 10 stores, 10 pieces of meat. Each store has one piece of meat. People come and says, every store has one piece of meat. That means 10 pieces of meat, each one piece of meat, and only one of them is treif. One treif. So I don't know which store has this treif inside. So is that the getter of a kfiya of a deraisa, because 10 stores over here have one of treif? Is that like the same thing in Gemara's case? Gemara's case, 10 stores, one treif. So in Gemara's cases, I know which one it is. I'm the problem. I don't know where I bought it from. Here is the other way. I know where I bought it from, but the store is a problem. No one knows. Is that definitely get a kriyas? So, see more about Riches and Sefei, and they point out the coin to Iran, you can say it's very good, it's not nicker. Again, there's no teruvis. So, could we say it's get a deraiso? And therefore, we'll see the Bach, the Taz, the Shach, and say it's a kriyas deraiso. Teruvis, chanuis, definitely get a kriyas deraiso. Again, I don't know where it is. I don't know which store it is. Why? Since every store Maisa stands by itself, Maisa is not naked, it's not true, it's Maisa, it's a Gedda Bader Aiso.
It's not.
I know where it's brought from. There are 10 stores here, and I don't know which store has it.
Why would it be the Aiso?
I don't know which store is
today.
So why would it be the
Aiso? Step by step. I'll get the cashes. I answered the question. I won't have the cashes. Maisa, Numus Achoinim have a hard time with what's bothering people over here. First, people are going to bring down Marash Mekinon and one of the Balei Tosfos. They point to Balei Tosfos L'shitosai. Kon Tosfos is not Nikr. So, it should be the definition of not to Kuvikvias. So, it could be this Kuvik Machalikis, the Ran held, even though it's not Nikr, there's no true voice to be a Gedder of the Raiso. Tosfos, one of the Balei Tosfos, Rashi Mekinon, he says not Nikr, they were not Kuvikvias the Raiso. So, he's very clear, the Rashi Mekinon of Rishon says not Nikr, the Gedder of the Raiso. It can't be. The Pri Chodesh when he says over, Shkogi hi biyodam. The mice that made a mistake. The Chanis says over, Kovadavish Kolosh Natur, who Gilion Me'ezit Talmud and Nechus Bifnim. The Torah's words and all the Roshenim and Achwenim and the place commanders bringing down as it is Me'ezit Talmud Nechus Bifnim. Now the Chanis comes from a different problem. Now, give me the one problem is Kvi is not Nikr. There's another problem over here. You have to realize, we spoke out when you look at Tess, that when a person has a pot over here and he has a mixture, it's not Nikr, it's not true voice. But let's say it's three different pieces on three different benches. Also, a Turuvis, I don't know which one it is. It's one in this room, one in that room, and another room. Also, I don't know which one it is. Two of us. If I have one in Beisholm, one in Friedman, and one in our building, two of us. If I have one in Australia, one in America, one in Israel, it's my, since there's a question on all three, my das makes him two of us. That's a most achren go, which not need the side of Sluchum Mukhafim. So what is this? I have 10 stores, one here, one here, one here. So the Chazanish, so the Chavadas, so the Baruch Shulchan. That is two of us. What is two of us? Two is not a pot. Truvus is, I have a subject on 10 pieces. So in essence, I have 10 stores. True, there's 10 different stores over here, but my subject is on 10 pieces. My store is not a subject. I know exactly where I bought it from. I bought it from this store. I have zero subject on the store. The subject is on pieces. Pieces are, that's mamash 10 pieces, they're going to get up Truvus. Double Choshev won't be bottled, not Double Choshev, should be bottled over here.
Is it not the first command?
No, I don't think so. Actually, it could be a case of drop on them, that's why. Now, as it comes out, we have two ways to ask the kasha upon those, the shach bakataz, the big people over here. When we read the page, the bak shach bakataz, they call it kvod eraisa. Maisa, they point out, according to Taisis, why should be not nick over here? The second is, that's the holy shit of Teruvah. And then with the Cholkim, they come along and argue, the question is how far to argue. The place he wants to argue, therefore, it must be a case of drabon. Well, that's not right. Let's drabon the Cholabokas. Maisa, come along the Pichodosh, he says, it's a bottle, not the Cholkim, it's mutter. Maisa mutter. Says the Banish Shulchan, the Maisa, it's mutter. Rashbi Kunan doesn't want to say, he's saying it's mutter over here. Maisa could say. Maisa doesn't want to, and therefore the Banish Shulchan passes the Maisa, the Bach Shachan Taz passes the Reisa, Banish Shulchan, mutter. Banish Shulchan is not a, he's machmer. But here he came over and says, I don't understand. Where's the Chaznish? Shkoga. What's going on over here? How can this be over here? That's the whole definition of Teruvus. Otherwise, it upwards a whole understanding of the idea of Teruvus over here. Must be mutter. Fine, Beit Hashem, next Shavua will go what says on the page on Monday, will be on Sif Gimel Dal Hein Vav, what says on the page, go through every Shach Taz, Peshka Shuvah, both step by step over here. There's a lot of things over here, all intertwined. Yes, Gimel intertwined with Hey, really Vav should have been before Hey over here, and then switching the Torah and the Shukranach around over here. Then afterwards, on Wednesday, will be Chazara on Simuk Kuf Yud from Al Fivav. Thursday will be on Simuk Kuf Ches Kuf Tes. Then we have Chazara on Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Yom Rishon, Erev Shavuos, Shavuos. Some people are zeichet to have two Shavuos, some people are zeichet not to have two Shavuos somewhere. And that was what the best chus on Shavuos, the Kabbalah on Torah, to get the clarity over here, the clarity, the sweetness of the Torah, the Gishmak of the Torah, getting clear what's going on in our Sugyo, the Cheskov test, the Kuvyod, and the Mechazik Leilam, Abadim wants to have a test, the Mechazik Leilam over here, and the test, the Mechazik Leilam on Yom Rishon. That's welcome.
Shkoyah!